It's still Rosh Chodesh Sivan. To discuss the power and the mazel of this month, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Peches that Dorash Ahu Gililah Alei Rav Chizda, some Talmud Chacham from the Galilee darshan on top of Rav Chizda, Brichachmana Diyev Araisa Tlisoi La'ama Tlisoi B'yachad Tlisoi B'yomad Tlisoi Aidei Tlisoi. Now blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave a triple nation, at first to Am Yisrael, you know, we're Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, right? A triple Torah, right? Because two possibilities, the Torah Nevim Ksuvim or Mikra, Mishnah Talmud, right? To on the Aidei Tlisoi, through the third one, there was, you know, Aaron, Miriam, and Moshe. He was the third of Amram's children. And Yarcha Tlisoi on the third month, which is Nisan Iyar Sivan, Sivan's the third month. Biyoma Tlisoi, referring to third day, is the third day where Shlosh Zimei Agabola, right, proving that, you know, Gemara brings as a proof that Yom Echad Hosif Moshe Midato, and there was actually 3 days of Hagbola, not just Hayom Umachar, and then Moshe added a third one. I mean, on the third day, was, you know, was the Torah was given. So the you know, the Gemara sees a tremendous connection to Sivan, to Matan Torah, and it's through the threeness, the Indian of three, something that you know, want to think about. You know, Kayadua, the Sefer Yetzira has entries on every month, you know, that the 12 simple letters of the Aleph base that don't have a that don't have a dagesh, right? You know, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Chet, Tet, Yud, and etc. They're connected the 12 months of the year. And the Sefer Yetzirah says regarding the month of Sivan, Himlich of Zayin Behiluch, what reigns in this month is the letter Zayin with the power of walking. And the regal small, and you know, the Mazel Ta'omim, and the Mazel of the 12 Mazalot is the Mazel of Ta'omim, that's the twins. What's that in, what do they call it, Gemini? Those are the, right? So to be misboning a little bit and to decode that Sefer Yetzirah, that the you know, the mazel is twins, which is two, not three, right? And we just a second ago talking about, you know, our there's a threeness over here, and then it all has to do with the power of walking. Right, the idea is like this: what the number three represents, and we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, Shlosha Miodea, Shlosha Nida, Shlosha Avos, right? That the idea of three, the best, you know, metaphor, something that happened in Olam Hazeh that brings out the concept of three, is the fact that we have three of us. Not something very interesting, something to be misboning in. You would think one father is enough. Like, it should start from Avraham Avinu, right? The first, Hare Yitzhak came from Avraham, and Yaakov came from Yitzhak, who came from Avraham. But all three get the status of avos. Why is that? Yeah, we have three fathers, not just there's one father, right? The first one is the father, the rest are his kids, right? All right. The idea is like this, as the Maharal explains in quite a few places. You know, the something whole, a complete thing, involves a threeness to it. That should be something whole. Now, what do I mean something whole? All right, if something is just one particular thing, there's nothing whole about it. You're not dealing with, you know, something complete, because for every point, there's a counterpoint. As the pasuk says in Kohelas, "Gam ze l'umas ze asalokim." For everything that there is in the good, there's it has its opposites. There's ze l'umas ze, and then when, you know, Kohelas talks about it in more detail, it's lishok, it's livkos, Eis Mohammed, Eis Shalom. For every thesis, it's called in philosophy, every thesis there is a antithesis. Right? That's the world that God made. Right? There's two sides to everything. Right? What we generally call, you know, the chasadim versus the gvurot, right? The chasadim versus the dinim, like the difference between peace and war, right? Crying and laughing. Right? And this also explains, these things also take on other structures, like the Sitra, the Kedusha, versus the Sitra Achra, the other side. Right? That's the way the world is set up. Now, the Adam, There's something very interesting. Adam was one creature that was created alone. Adam nivra yichidi, to teach you that if you save one person, it's kiu kiem olam mole, because man was created singular. Something which didn't happen by the animals. By the animals, when they came out of the ground, they came out ish v'isha. They came out zachar and nekeva, from the get-go. Right? The Adam didn't emerge that way. Right? It was first alone. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about this, lo tov heyot Adam levado, eselo ezer kenegdo. So what do Chazal darshan that? Ezer kenegdo. Zacha ezer, lo zacha kenegdo. So very interesting. Right? That the how all the other animals came out two from the ground, you know, each one with its mate, right? The mate over there is not proposing a different side. Like, animals don't have Shalom bias problems. I know of, you know, right? Because the Zohar Kevah are be'etzem the same. They're only anatomically different to enable procreation. It's not a different perspective, right? The Adam was Nivra alone, and then he's Levad. And then we have Ezer Kenegdo, someone to stand opposite him. The woman presents a different perspective, right? He said, she said. What do they say? From Mars, from Venus, like they say, right? That's either the Adam was Nivra alone, then a woman was added to him to teach you that the union of a Nekeva is not just for pragmatic procreation, right? It's to give, you know, an opposing view. Because this is the Ribon Shom's world. Ribon Shom created a world, you know, which is diverse, right? And there are many different perspectives. And the human situation is to try to find, between the thesis and the antithesis, to find the synthesis that holds the two together. And that's the biggest Kiddush Shem Shamayim, that one God created all these different things. That one God could create a lot of the same thing, that's no pellet. Right? The amazing thing that, and the godless of Yichud Hashem, is that one God made all these different things, and all these different things will find their unity in the one God that created them. So the concept of the third, says the Maharal, is the idea of finding the synthesis that holds the two opposing forces together. And that's the mission of the Adam. The Adam was created to do this very, very task. Right, that's why we find, you know, so yeah, we said, there's Adam is each feature. Adam is always faced with adversity. Always. aside from, you know, Ish v'Ishto, he's in an internal struggle between the Yetzer HaTov and the Yetzer Hara. Between the Guf and the Neshama, there's always this two-ism, you know, that's a struggle. Whether it's body versus soul, Yetzer Tov versus Hara, Ish versus Isha. Right, he's caught in between this war between the Sitra the Kedusha and the Sitra Achra, and that's his job, to be in the thick of it all, to be the one that's Megale Yichud Hashem, be Megale the Kvod Shemaim, that will be the synthesis of it all, that it's all going to be pulled together. Ula Avdo B'chol Levavcha, right? Like I said, B'chol Levavcha B'shnei Yitzrecha, that in Avodas Hashem everything comes together. And that the Torah is that tool, you know, which by which we do this. And the truth is, all machlekes originally started in the Torah. Right? The very fact that the Torah was nitan, to be mitparesh, to be interpreted in so many different ways. So istako bo raisa ubora alma, the fact that the Torah is given to multiple interpretations, that's actually the metaphysical shurish for the diversity on earth. And just like, you know, in the Torah, all the different understandings are all still one Torah, right? And it all has to be, and all the different, the Shivan Parma Torah, we have to all be reconciled that even though they are different, they're all one Torah. Like the Ava and Achva that there was between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that the Gemara says in Yevamos, even though they had big machlokes, and even on Chiyuvei Kores, this doesn't happen in Bismarck, they had machlokes about Chiyuvei Kores, whether it's Saras Erva, is Chayiv and Yibum or Potter Yibum, which is a Chi of Kores and Nafkamina, and they still did Shiduchim together and they lived Ba'ava Vareus. So says the Zohar in Parshas Bereishis, Daf Yud Zayin, you know that, you know, the difference between the Shita of Shammai and Hillel, that was the metaphysical underpinning for the difference between heaven and earth. Two opposites, heaven versus earth. Shammai Miloshin Shammayim, right? And, you know, and Hillel is, you know, the shorish of the halacha of, you know, of how things run on earth. The difference between Shammai and Hillel is like the difference in my separations between Shammai and Oretz. right? And it's all one universe, and all the different kochos have to work together in harmony, and this is all rooted in all the different darkei alimud in Torah. It's all one Torah, right? And that's why the Adam has a unique challenge, right? The Yuda ben Temomer, right? Evi kal kenesher, az kenamer, ratz kitzvi, gibor kari. You should be also like, right? Also like the deer, also like the lion, also like the tiger, and also like the eagle. An eagle just has to be an eagle, right? The Adam, right, has to incorporate himself every good midah that there is in reality. Right? That's the koach of the Adam, that the Adam is supposed to be. That's what it means. The Adam is B'Tzelem Elokim, the Nefesh Chaim explains. The Adam is, you know, this surah that is supposed to be the formation that in which all the kochos of creation could find their place and come together. You know, this was the madrega of Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan lost it because of Chet Etz Hadas. What it took to rebuild Adam Arishan, Adam Arishan couldn't be rebuilt by one man alone. Adam Arishan was rebuilt by three people, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. And that's the secret. They're all buried together. Adam and Chava, and the three of us, and their wives. It took three of us to rebuild what Adam was all about. Because the Adam, like we explained, is supposed to be this creature that's going to bring out the unity in the diversity. Just like he'll pull together his neshama and guf in a harmony, he'll pull together all ruchnias and all gashmias together. It's going to harmonize the Ribono Shel Olam's world and bring out the kvod shamayim that is the uniting factor and that everything adds up to. Right? Adam Rishon needed to be rebuilt by three people, right, to restore his madrega. Avram, the pole of chesed. Yitzhak Avinu, the pole of din. Right? Yaakov Avinu's special function in this midah of Tiferes, the third one, is to pull it all together. When Yaakov Avinu, you know, reaches his maturity, he gets the name Yisrael, which is the national name. And the Medrash says in Parshas Toldos, L'mafreya, once Yaakov Avinu got the name Yisrael, which is our national name, retroactively Avram and Yitzhak are called Yisrael also. Right? He brought out the unity, right? He closed the circuit, that the idea of the third is, this is the capstone, this is the point of unity that pulls the two opposite poles together. It took three of us to rebuild the Tzuras Adam that was Adam Arishan before the sin, which would be this powerful creature that pulls everything together. And that's the function of the third. Right? And the Torah works this way, that the Gemara says in Gemara Makis, Machlokas is unavoidable in Torah. Any two people, even if it's a father and son, even if it's a Rebbe and Talmud, they sit and learn together, they fight. What do you need a chavrusa for? Right? Chazal say, cherev al abadim. It's a terrible thing to learn alone. Right? You need a chavrusa to fight with. Right? That's what you need. Right? He is to give a different perspective. That's his job. But they are destined to become close and become the best of friends because they're both working to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, each one revealing another derech of God's Torah. It's all God's Torah. And God's Torah is more glorious if there are different possibilities. It's not glorious if it's just one thing. Right? It's glorious that there are so many different possibilities. And the breed that the Ribono Shel Olam created is so many different things, right? And man's ultimate act of incorporation, of pulling the piece together, is pulling the tov and the ra together, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yetzer Hara also, right? And that's the inyan that on Shavuos, Kuli Amo Modu Debinu Lachem, on this day, Simchas Yom Tovin, according to Rabbi Lezer, is a chova, not rishus, it's chova, Yom Shavit Nava Teira. Why? Because with the Torah coming to earth, everything is reconciled to becoming a part of Malchus Shamayim. Right? And therefore, it's a day that the universe celebrates its kiyum. Everything today, eating is not a stira to Avodas Hashem. Because in the day that the Torah is revealed, we've revealed the macro system that holds everything together and incorporates everything into Malchus Shamayim. So even your lachem is l'Hashem. And that's what it means. That when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim and he had to debate the Malachim, so he's argued we should get the Torah for all our bad midas. That's crazy. Right? And he won. Right? Because we have all the bad midas. We have kin of sin of etacharus. That's why we have to get the Torah. Because if the Torah would have stayed in Shemayim, the Sitra Achra and Gashmius would have never been incorporated into Malchus Shemayim. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, that when you give the Torah to Adam, the man with the Koach of Torah is going to incorporate all the things that we call Ra into the Tov. And when you incorporate the Ra into Tov, what's it called? Tov Ma'od. And that's a Medrash Rab, and part of Rebbe Elchukar Savine Tov Ma'od. Tov Zeh Gan Eden. Tov Ma'od Zeh Gehenim. Tov Zeh Achaim. Tov Ma'od Zeh Amisa. All the bad stuff is Tov Ma'od. Because the Tov is Tov. But when you convert the Ra into Tov, now there's Tosefet Tova, now a Tov becomes Tov Ma'od. And Ma'od is Osius Adam. It's the Adam that does this avod of incorporating everything into Malchus Shemayim, and with the power of synthesis, the third, the power to synthesize the thesis and the antithesis, the Sitra Kedusha and the Sitra Akra, incorporate all into one mega system. The Adam makes the Tov Ma'od. And we'll conclude, that's what it means. That when Moshe Rabbeinu won the debate with the Malachim, everyone gave him a matana. And the Gemara does for Alisa Bamarom, Shavisa Shevi, Lakachas Matanos Ba'odam. Right, that when he won and he took captives, you know, he won over the Torah. So everyone, Lakachas Matanot Ba'odam, everyone gave him a matana. And even the Malachim Avos gave him a matana. He told him the sod of Ketores, that Ketores stops a Magefa. Ketores is all about Kesher. That everything gets incorporated, even has in it the chelbina, sherecha ra, right? That, you know, and everyone wants to be incorporated. Everyone wants to be incorporated in the Adam. The koach of the Adam, the other unique koach of the Tzel Melkim of the Adam that Malachim don't have, is the koach to incorporate everything. To bring out this nekuda, we call the third, the nekuda of synthesis, which is the Iker Koach of Gilui Malchus Shemayim, one God for all the different things, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of everything, of the Tov and of the Ra, of the Ruchnius and of the Gashmius, of the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Ra. That's the unique mission of the Adam. And this day, you know, the Rosh Chodesh Sivan is ushered in, you know, we bring in the Chodesh Sivan, the third month, the month of the synthesis that pulls together, so the two twins are the two opposites. The third is what holds them together. The third is not a different entity. The third is the unity between the two. So the ta'omim, the zelu mazel, salokim, is brought together. And that's where progress comes from. Progress, hiluch, in b'chukosai teilechu, shetiu amel batar. Tzadik imel menucha lo marzev lo marshenemar, yelchu, mechayel elchayel. Movement, progress. Progress comes from strife. If things would always be the same, nothing would ever change. What causes change? What causes growth? We encounter difficulties. We encounter challenges. And in response, as they say, necessity is the mother of invention. Right? It's because there's strife, because your chavrusa, right, raises difficulties, because you encounter difficulties in life, that strife causes sparks to fly, but creative sparks. And then you find the answer. You find a breakthrough that you would have never thought of if things would just be the same all the time. So this strife, these seven midas that need tikkun, which are besod, the 7 weeks of Omer, hiluch, that creates halicha, that creates progress. And this day, this is the unique mission of man, that man is called a holech, as opposed to malachim, they are called omdim. They stand still. They don't progress. You know why they don't progress? You know why they don't change? Because they never encounter difficulty. Life is just the same for them. We move because as a response, you know, in response to the challenges that arise and the adversities that we face, that's what causes progress. That's what causes the world to further develop. And this month is ushered in on the 45th day of the Omer Gematria Adam.